only on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Beautiful. 10 past 5 is the time here on AWR, and you do know what the time is. Yes, it is time for speaking with Dr. Atolabeh, talking about the seasons of life. Dr. Atolabeh, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Pretty good. I praise God.
Oh, praise God indeed. Praise God indeed. Well, we are still talking about the seasons of life this afternoon, and we're about to enter the Sabbath hours this part of the world. And so we continue about on the different seasons of life, but today with a specific focus on adolescence and often neglected health needs, testing the boundaries and breathing or breaking rules. And so, what are we looking at here? Please take us through this stage of life.
This stage of life is an interesting one.
Very
interesting. And yet, very dangerous. If they can estimate 1.1 million of this age category dying yearly, that means we need to pay little attention to what's going on. First of all, who are these adolescents?
Yeah.
Who are they? They are the teenagers. That's another name for them. And some may think that they are adults, but they are still teenagers because they have not let teen. So it's going to start from about the age of 13 to 19. So you see the teen there.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the teen years. Yes, it's the teen years. It's a period when an individual reaches sexual maturity, and so many teenagers, they think that once they have acquired that, they can do as they like. You know, the major obstacle of humanity is that we want to do as we want. That is one of the results of sin in this world. And so at this particular phase of our living, this is when this is even more prominently very, very, how do I describe it? Can't find the adjective. But then it's a period when you want to do as you like, but you don't have the capacity. You are not old enough to do as you like. You are not earning what it takes to do as you like, but you want to do as you like. Therefore, there are many parents who are frustrated. They look back and say, I didn't do all this when I was a young person. What's going on? Well, world is changing and it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
But at this stage, because there's rapid growth, rapid biological changes, I mean, you're looking at a little girl suddenly becoming a woman or a boy, and he's growing hairs and he's pulling his facial hairs and he's getting some attraction from the others, especially other sexual partners, in terms of we are a boy, I'm a girl, and so forth. Yes, there is serious cognitive development and emotional conditions are going on. But then the but is just that there's general teen misbehavior that is often identified in adolescence period. Usually we divide the, I mean, scientists divide the period into three. And it's that middle one. Well, there isn't any one of them actually that's not filled with trouble. But then they want to test the boundaries. How far can I go and not be in trouble? And sometimes when they get to the boundary, they don't know they have gotten to the boundary. And then they push on and they break rules.
Yeah.
And when they do, they are the juvenile delinquents, you know, the justice, they have a grip on them, but they cannot punish them as adults. So it becomes a real problem. And where can we begin to look at this problem in order not to become a national issue or something that is beyond our reach when prisons for adults are filled with younger people? It's still the home. It's still we parents that we need to understand this age group. Whether we went through difficulties during our time or not, well, things have changed and we have to face the situation. There are health needs of adolescents. The major health needs that have been identified generally in psychology is that they don't sleep enough. Usually, they don't have enough sleep. Many of them are obese. They sit in front of the TV or with their phone Today it's with the phone, really. It's not in front of TV. You don't need to go and get a TV. You just need to get a good Android phone, and that's it. So many of them have eating disorders. They are not going to eat anything good. They live on chips and soda. And we have sexually transmitted diseases among this group a lot. And mental health issues. Because the leading causes of death, the 1.1 million I mentioned at the beginning, are road traffic injuries, suicide, and interpersonal violence. Those are the three reasons why our young people are dying in millions per year. And if they sleep properly, one, if we pay attention to what they eat, number two, we are going to cut down the number of mental health problems that are usually associated with these problems and death of our young people. How can we help our adolescents stay safe? Yeah, we need to pay attention. We need to encourage them. We need to assure them, give them reassurances, role model for them, things that they can accept. If parents live a healthy lifestyle, well, they will see good food at home and possibly also take part of it. But, you know, sometimes they don't want to eat daddy and mommy's food. They think that food is for the older people. When they get older, they will eat like that.
Yeah.
But then we need to encourage them that they need to eat properly. This is the time when they grow very fast. As I've mentioned, they grow very fast. They reach puberty and things are changing in their bodies. And many of them don't understand what is going on. You know, when we were young girls in secondary school, you just find that, wow, something happened. And then you go and talk to your other girl in the boarding house, and then they will tell you their own story. And we educate ourselves that way. Nobody actually will tell us something that needs to be told to guide young girls to know that these are the changes that you should expect. Parents should do so. But you know, some of our parents, when we were in that age, they don't talk about such things. It's unfortunate, but there are things that we need to talk about to our young people. They need to know what is going on in their body so that they will know how to take care of themselves better than if they are ignorant and all the education that they are getting is from their peers who are also as ignorant as they are.
As they are.
You know, I read the story by Margaret Stitt, who wrote a lot about teenagers getting into trouble because she was working in the law court as a juror. And she had many young people come to her place. And she found out that they don't eat right. Just as I've mentioned, they do not eat right. And one of the vitamins that the young people lack the most are the B vitamins. And the B vitamins are the ones necessary for good mental health. Why do they lack B vitamins? Because they don't take whole grains. They take a lot of fast foods, foods that are devoid of the skin. They are white flour products, the donuts, the puff-puff, as we call it in this side of the world, the buns, and, you know, all those ones, the pies. They live on those things. They don't eat properly. I've met several young people in giving talks who will come after lectures and ask me, what can I do about my health? And then I'll ask, what do you eat? I remember a young lady told me she can't eat anything but soda. She drinks only sodas, that's all. She will just get enough sugar to keep her going for an hour or two. Then she's tired. She's sitting there in class. She's not getting anything. She's as weak as anything. And she's tired. And what can I do? She said, I don't have appetite for any other thing but to just to take soda drinks, and that's it. And the school doesn't know that's going on with her. She's coming to school. Her parents are paying all the heavy amount of school fees. And they are just as frustrated and just hoping for the best. But we need to go beyond just hoping for the best. We need to have our young people be well educated to understand what is going on so that we can help them to be in better health than they are. So between the age of 13 to 19, we have in our hands young people who are crying for the help that they can get. Mm-hmm. Though they are hiding it, they don't know. They are doing the machos and everything, just pretending that all is well. But to a large extent, this age, this transitional age from childhood to adulthood, is a very delicate phase in life. And parents, I usually call on parents most of the time. These are the people that are responsible for the family, especially we mothers. Mm. We need to pay a lot of attention to the young people so that we don't think that they are adults when they are still under our care. We are still taking care of them and they need our help the most.
Yeah,
it's just put together quickly.
Yeah, you catch some breath, please, because I do need to, because it's fascinating to watch these young people. Because, you know, back in the day, we didn't have this rough period during adolescence, you know, the teenage mm-hmm. years. Of course, yes, you know, we were discovering ourselves, etc. But we didn't really have an uncontrollable teenage period. Is it a thing of the days we live in? Is it because of the food that is being eaten these days? Is it, I don't know what causes this, eh? Or is it just it's just a natural phenomenon?
It's more than natural at this point. I think it's also prophetic. Okay. If we look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, there is a description of what will be happening at the end of time. Mm-hmm. And I see that this really, it depicts what's going on in the world today. Therefore, the knowledge that is increasing that the Bible, also prophesied. Yeah, knowledge is increasing, and the knowledge that's also increasing, it's fomenting a lot of problems for young people who cannot handle the knowledge. For instance, we all have these wonderful Android phones in our hands, and you will have even those who are younger than 13 already having this cell phone. Mm. They can do and have everything that parents never knew they are exposed to on the phone in their hands. So when the Bible predicted that in the latter days, perilous times shall come, and men will be lovers of themselves and so forth, this is what is going on. So this age group that are exposed now to all of these things. When I was an adolescent, I didn't have a phone. I didn't have a phone until I was very much an adult.
Exactly.
So the thing that our young people, many things I can't do on this Android phone. I just need to give it to the young people. They will handle it for me and tell me what to do or help me solve the problem. I didn't know all those things. So this is, I believe, one of the things we are facing now. They are exposed to more information that's not being used properly. They use it the way they want because they are still very selfish and self-centered. And so we are facing all these problems. So that is why I continue to go back home to parents and plead. They are the ones that are closest to these young people. Mm-hmm. And they are the ones that can role model. They are the ones that can help them the most, more than the schools.
Now, Marianne, lastly, before I let you go, you know, there are certain behaviors that may be developed during this phase. Yes, it is a passing phase. It is a season. However, one may get themselves into some serious trouble that will alter their lives altogether. Are there chances that this happens during the stage?
Yes, absolutely. We talk about sexually transmitted diseases as being very, very prevalent at this stage in life, and that definitely transition into adulthood. We talk about eating habits that are formed at this time, the obesity, that's just one example, and the foundation of diabetes, of heart disease. I read an article that said that those who went to the Vietnam War by the age of 18 and 19, they were already having clogged blood vessels, clogged arteries. So they're already posed for heart disease right there. So all this diet that is being eaten at this time is going to affect them in adulthood, no doubt about that. So, and the behavior that is being cultivated, whether by peer pressure, especially by peer pressures, they are definitely going to affect them into the other years. Just this morning, a friend called me asking if I could take a lady that had both her ovaries removed at the age of 23. And I said, wow, what type of life did she live before the age of 23? The mass that they had to take out of her body did not build in a month. It has built over the years. So that means that during her teenage years, wow, she had developed problems that now she just passed out and they had to rush out into surgery and removed both ovaries. She will never be able to have children in her life. So that definitely, that's going to affect her the rest of her days if she lives long enough. So definitely, you're right. Very sad.
Sad. Okay, I'm now letting you go. And before I do that, but perhaps there are some teenagers listening. Word of advice.
Word of advice. Oh, if you have the opportunity to know the Lord Jesus Christ, know him. If you have the opportunity to take your Bible and begin to read, start from anywhere, but sit back and know God. That is what I will advise any teenager. And listen to counsels from their parents, whether they are Christian parents or not. Listen, because they have some experience and they will guide.
Beautiful. Dr. Atolabea, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. As always, we really, really appreciate your time. Blessings to you. Happy Sabbath.
And I wish you a pleasant Sabbath too. God bless you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.